Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
As you know, on Open House, we tackle all things life, faith and culture. And tonight we're going to expand the culture bit a little bit more by introducing our music review segment, which I'm really thrilled about. Our music guru is a brilliant guy called David Andrew. Let me run through a few of his credentials for you. David's a session muso, a songwriter, producer and a teacher. He sings and plays the keyboard, guitar and drums. He's got his own trio. Guess what it's called? The David Andrew Trio. He also lectures at Hillsong College in songwriting and music analysis, trains church worship teams and makes movies. If you want to give him a title, you might call him a creative professional. David, welcome to our first night together on Open House. Do you ever sleep?
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Mate.
No.
It's great to have you in. Yeah. I really look forward to this segment throughout our weeks together and months and years, hopefully. Going to kick off with a look at Paul Simon's new album. There's a blast from the past.
Yeah, Paul Simon's got an album, a new album called So Beautiful or So What? And it's an absolute gem. And it's not just because I've been a fan of Paul Simon for a while. I'm kind of a younger person, but like I've really just treasured his music.
Yes.
But just because it's an album that, if it wasn't Paul Simon, it just stands out on its own merit. It's a beautiful album. And why don't we take a listen?
Okay. Such a familiar sound, isn't it? That voice. There's nothing like it. Yeah. And it's music that lifts me up.
Well, that's kind of Paul Simon's thing. This whole kind of joyish, uplifting music that kind of hides some heavy, you know, home truths hidden in there.
Yes. He's used sampling, which is an interesting thing for an old guy. He's 70 years old,
Paul Simon. This is the first time that he's used sampling. It's really interesting for... this track, I think it's called Getting Ready for Christmas Day. He's sampled a sermon from a preacher talking about, you know, getting ready for Christmas Day. And then he's also sampled things like a steam train. And he's just done some really interesting sonic things with this album, which he hasn't kind of delved into before. He's done it really well, too.
Yeah. Lyrics, what's flowing through that?
Paul Simon is, he's got this knack for... using language which really sucks the listener in, rather than just, you know, throwing out how he's feeling or whatever. He'll tell you a story, and so he'll paint all these pictures for you. And that's the beautiful thing about Paul Simon, is that he's crafted all these lyrics that you as the listener feel like you're taking part in this journey and this story. And that, you know, that's just a common thing in all his albums, and he continues that beautifully. And, you know, he talks about pictures like a bomb in the marketplace within this context. And then there's this really interesting theme. He stepped back, you know, kind of listening to the album, then discovered that without having, you know, purposefully done it, there's been this theme, this story about God just appears in all of these songs. Like, there's a whole bunch of songs that have this, I suppose you'd call it, that have been threaded with, you know, the divine all the way through this album. And he's not really a believer. He's not someone that would hold up as like a great man of faith. But here is, you know, kind of God seeding himself into this album kind of subconsciously.
I'd say with the beauty of music, who could resist? Or, you know, how can you have a brain that doesn't kind of go there?
Yeah, totally.
And what an amazing artist he is. He's been coming up with albums. Graceland, his huge one, was back in 1986. Every 5 years we're getting a new Paul Simon album, and now it's 70 years old.
Now he's 70 years old, and by his own words, he believes that this is probably the best work he's done for 20 years.
Great stuff. So beautiful or so what? Let's go to a Christian artist you wanted to introduce us to, Michael Gunger. Tell us about him and his album.
Now, Michael Gunger's been around for a while. He's been around. He used to be like a worship leader, and then crafted this incredible album called Ancient Skies in 2008, which is just... the step forward. It's not kind of stuff you were hearing in the Christian music scene. And then has come out with a new album called Beautiful Things, which is just this epic sounding, cinematic, beautiful sounding kind of music, which kind of transcends these four chord wonders that we kind of have in pop music these days.
Right. Let's have a listen. Epic's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And he's an unexpected kind of person in this genre, in a way.
Yeah, being he is within the Christian contemporary market, this Christian mainstream market, and he goes and does a thing like releasing a song called God Is Not a White Man, which...
Oh, dear.
Which is not what you want to do.
No, that's really unexpected.
Safely be able to sell albums in a market like that. You want to, you want to define what you are, and this is... And then comes out and,
I like the edge. I like the truth behind it, though.
Creates a track because he wants to communicate to people inside and outside of the church, much like this program does.
Yeah. Okay, finally, a couple of bits of music news. Foo Fighters been touring. How good are they?
Oh, it's fantastic. Their new album is just, it's kind of up there with my favorite, which was The Color and the Shape, their second album. And so to have something of that caliber again and then to see them live, to have them tour in Australia, is just a treat.
Great stuff. And Fleet Foxes. Tell us about Fleet Foxes.
Fleet Foxes is again an artist that kind of goes outside of the pop genre, and it's a follow-up album that we've all been looking forward to, and it's, I suppose you'd call it Baroque pop, but
would you really?
Yes, that is exactly what you'd call it, Baroque pop. Good stuff. this multi-layer kind of really layered and arranged kind of piece of music, which has these lush harmonies and kind of folky influence to it, and it's just really fresh to hear in this, this pop saturated market that we're in.
Intriguing. Check them out, Fleet Foxes. Dave Andrew, thanks so much for coming in. I've loved our first conversation, one of many, many to come here on Open House. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.